All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Molly's Game. It's written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. It's based on a book by the actual character, Molly Bloom, who this is based off of. And it stars Jessica Chastain, Idris Elba, and Kevin Costner. The synopsis is the true story of Molly Bloom, an Olympic class skier who ran the most exclusive high stakes poker game and became an FBI target. So again, this is a biopic. So one of the problems is where this book kind of takes the story. It starts off with a monologue about Molly Bloom, who is in college. I think she's in law school. She takes a job as a waitress and an assistant. She works for a person named Dean, who is very eccentric. Her boss runs a high-stakes poker game, has her handling some of the financial aspects of it. And what happens is that she decides to kind of go into business for herself. That's where we'll stop. So I had a lot of issues with this movie. So one of my biggest issues, and this extends to other movies, are flashbacks. And this movie is nothing but one big flashback if it was told as a complete narrative. The screenplay for this goes flashback, flash forward, flashback, flash forward, some lawyer mumbo jumbo, flash forward. And that's my biggest problem with the movie, is that if it was just a straightforward narrative, it would work much better. You have a couple of different elements. Idris Elba, who is her potential lawyer, who then takes on the case. He has an accent when he's doing his lawyer speak. I don't understand it. Not sure why it's even in the movie. He does an American accent well and better than other movies rather than this one. There's also this big focus, at least in the beginning part of the movie, on Michael Cera. Again, there's a lot of flashbacks to when he was involved in this whole thing, at least alluding to movie stars being involved in it. So rather than creating a good narrative, this tries to be trendy with all these monologues, and it's really annoying. I fell asleep in this movie, woke back up, and the next problem is that this movie is too long. This movie is 2 hours. This movie really only has content for like maybe an hour and a half. It is definitely not a 2-hour movie. But what you get for like the last half an hour is where the movie really picks up at. So you have to sit through an hour and a half of boringness, flashbacks, flash forwards, boring dialogue. And it is very annoying. I'm very irritated by this movie, because it seems like it could be good if it was written better. And again, like I said, the dialogue is boring. There's two lines in the whole entire movie. There's a diatribe that Idris Elba gives when he's trying to defend her in front of the prosecutors. And then there's also some dialogue from Kevin Costner. So you have the main character, who is Jessica Chastain, that has no memorable dialogue at all. And I'm not sure why this movie is getting a lot of praise. I do not understand it, and it's very annoying. The last half an hour is where all the lawyer speak starts to come into play, the actual courtroom drama, if you even say that much, because it's not dramatic at all. But that's where all that takes shape. It begins to become a better movie, where the potential is shown. It doesn't do anything with that, because again, it is monologue, 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 monologue for 2 hours. For 2 hours. Monologue. Flashbacks. That's terrible. So as a score, I'm going to give this movie a 3.5. This movie has potential if it was written better, but it's saddled down by being based off of a book rather than being based off of a screenplay that's been influenced by a book. So I'm not sure of the level of control that Molly Bloom had over the movie, but as a movie, this is boring. The book might be better, but this is boring. 3.5 is too long, it's too boring, too many flashbacks, and that will sink any movie that I will watch now and in the future. Doesn't matter. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.